Well, yes, but that you don't put armor on a baby pony.
Maybe you don't.
Oh, no.
I feel like that would possibly cause the parental, the mother of the baby pony to have issues.
Maybe a little bit.
The Lollipop
Yeah.
Guild goes to war.
Concerning thought.
And once again, the button is pressed. Welcome to episode 10 of Cogworld. My name is Crash. I'll be your GM for the evening. Tonight, I am joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. The people of the Cogworld live upon continent-sized gears rising up out of the world's oceans, but they don't think about that very much. They don't even call it the Cogworld. Visitors might, if there were any, but to the residents, it's simply just the world, as it always has been. On the ring gear of Archizo, just outside of the Windbreak region, several alleged incarnations of not-as-local deities and four kobolds lacking a trench coat have just entered the job market in the port town of Chalk. In our last session, the party disguised themselves with rags and explored the warrens with their guides, the kobolds Graf, Mijin, and Zoot Coppertooth. These three had been in Chalk since spring, and were able to share that most able-bodied denizens had been gainfully employed and sent elsewhere. A group known only as The Group had come in to fill the power vacuum, but they themselves were all from elsewhere and mostly kept to themselves except when doing what they called community outreach, a regular distribution of foodstuffs for the remaining Warren residents. With their disguises, the party were able to meet and converse with some group members to learn their boss was, again, generically named The Boss. Their secretive nature raised some suspicions, as the assassins in Angorfa had also never gained any information about their employer. Chitika asked for a job, but was told the group was not currently hiring, and they should try at the docks. At the docks, Maffa went for a swim and bought sausages, while most of the gods found their way to a nearby tavern. Chaos almost immediately ensued as Baby B stole a hairpin from Tam, with Tam's help, but never mind about that, and Baby C went to the tavern's kitchen to make soup without asking for permission. The soup was unsuccessful, and the ensuing kobold wrangling was only slightly less so. In the end, the tavern keep offered everyone a drink, and some group members who had witnessed the whole thing offered the party a job. It's late afternoon on the fifth day of summer. You are approaching the group's stronghold in the warrens under the town. The older Coppertooth siblings have decided not to join you, as they're happier being their own bosses. The baby kobolds have already eaten most of the food you were given earlier today, and frankly, you're not sure where they're putting it. Their harnesses have been mended several times as they've learned to chew through them already. Tam, god of trickery, knows that this is a place of secrets. But then again, the bosses rather mysterious, aren't they? Chitika, god of darkness, recognizes that this stronghold is here first and foremost as a place to hide. Someone here fears discovery. Lucy, god of millet, knows that this is a place of abundance. Supplies have been stockpiled to last a long time. Maffa, god of the crossroads, knows that a great change is about to come. What it will be is not known, but very soon everything here will be different. What happens next is up to you.
Well, Chitika does like how it's a nice place to hide.
This entire structure is underground. The facade of, well, facade is the wrong word. The structure makes it look like the front of the buildings that are above ground, but it doesn't have a roof. The walls just go straight up to the ceiling. Okay, technically it probably does have some type of roof on the inside, but it doesn't need shingles, let's put it that way.
Maybe not a roof, but a ceiling. Chitika's completely scoping out places where she can hide.
Well, there's a few boxes that you can see that are stacked in various places. Even on the map, you can take a look around and see some of them, but imagine there's a lot more than what you see here. You were guided here by the group member that is next to the doors over to the left. The other group members stayed at the tavern, but this one group member got the short straw to escort you down. Tam, I will not require a roll to realize that this particular group member got the short straw because of cheating. They are rather naive, hence the name naive group member that you can probably see. But yeah, one straw was significantly shorter than the others, and they were just positioned weird to make it look like they were all the same length, but they weren't.
Well.
Okay, so word of advice. Everyone here is rather nice, so long as you know, you're nice too. Be careful around the big hole in the floor, and don't throw anything down the hole in the floor. Some people got in trouble for that. Well, it used to be a cistern. It's dry now, but apparently, like, if you toss stuff down there that can biodegrade or is some type of garbage or waste material, the smell does travel up. So, what? No throwing things down. Yeah, there's a bit of a breeze.
Out of character question.
Yeah?
Do the group members have uniforms?
It's not so much that they have uniforms, it's that they appear to be wearing chainmail that was commissioned in bulk.
Less uniform and more they all shop at the same place.
Or somebody shop at the same place for them, yes. But they don't have badges or insignias or anything. It's just that they all shopped at the same store and bought their outfits off the rack.
Same quartermaster.
At the quartermaster's quartermaster store.
Should we be reporting to a quartermaster?
Oh,
We don't seem to be dressed for...
You kind of need to meet the boss first and see how that goes. But that definitely will come if you get hired.
You're not the one doing it. You're not the ones doing it. Okay.
Oh, gods, no. No, I only got hired 2 weeks ago. So, no. But right this way. And they open the double doors in front of the stronghold and walk in. As you enter, there is a very large common area that happens to have a fireplace on the far end, which is particularly interesting because where does the smoke go? It's got to go somewhere. This room isn't full of it. There is, based on what you can see with the lighting, some tables will have candles. Most areas that are lit have lanterns. But there does seem to be some type of breeze that is taking the flames and having them go up the chimney versus going the other way. Likely what the group members said, where there is a draft coming up from the dry cistern that is making the air go that particular direction. There's a lot of round tables. There's a bar at one end that is being maintained by another armored group member. The whole place looks like it's an inn, but it also looks like an inn that was built underground with materials that were lugged here by
You're
the same.
It's an underground.
Yes.
It's an underground.
Yes.
It's not an inn, it's an under.
You know what? Both
Completely
of you.
Completely different preposition.
Both of you take your luck points.
Yay! Jatika has a luck point. Jatika better not get more before she spends some.
And yes. Ellie brings up a good point with the combat tracker. You are not currently in combat, but we should probably do something about that. To make sure everyone gets a turn.
Yes, but,
okay. Ellie is noticing the random adjectives that have been added to the group members in here. Yes, there's one table that has a panicked group member and a demented group member. They appear to be playing a card game of some kind.
Yeah, I've played Mao.
Wasted a good roll on that.
And Tam, you might want to roll for initiative as well. Okay. So the order that we have is darkness, crossroads, and trickery.
We are such an ominous collection of words. And darkness is a small, cute little rat centaur.
And the naive group member is leading you around the tables in a way where there's only one spot where you have to get close to the cistern. Apparently, they might be naive, but they don't want to, like, walk up to the edge too much. The edge does come up to waist height for two of you. One of you would have to, like, stand on tiptoe to peer over the edge if you really wanted to.
I'll give Chitika a boost. No, Chitika does not want a boost. Okay, fine.
But it's full of darkness.
Over the edge, then.
It's full of darkness. Don't you want to be in the darkness?
I want to look at the darkness.
Okay, so you are... feel free to make whatever roles you feel might be appropriate. What do you want to do when you're looking into the darkness?
Cast magic missile.
No!
And now you all have luck points.
Oh, no. I'm spending my luck point to re-roll that. How much do I re-roll?
That's not a good damage.
I do not want that one.
Three to re-roll.
Three luck points to re-roll, yes.
And I am re-rolling that sucker.
You got a two.
All you see is darkness. Sniff, sniff. Sniff, sniff, sniff.
It smells... It doesn't smell rank, because apparently the group members have taken the advice of the boss and not been throwing, like, food scraps in there when no one's looking. It smells like an old cave.
Ooh. Okay,
and there is, in fact, like a breeze coming up out of it.
Right. And also there appears to be, like, a fifth of a bridge.
Yes, there is. It's not so much a bridge, and I want to describe it almost like it's a plank on a pirate ship, but it's not that either, because at the end of it, there is a rudimentary rope and pulley system. It does not look like it is used often, but there it does seem to be a mechanism for raising or lowering a thing. At the end of the rope, which is, it's not lowered currently, but at the end of the rope that the end of it is just below the series of planks that go out a ways, is a rather large bucket.
People go down there to clean it out or something?
Not since the last time someone threw stuff down there. Trust me, it becomes obvious when someone thinks they can get away with it. They can't get away with it.
Well, the breeze blows up, it would smell immediately.
Yeah, not everyone realizes that the first time. And having half a dozen people tell you otherwise doesn't always mean that they'll listen. It is what it is.
Why don't they cover it up?
We used all the wood to build the place.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's talk about covering it up, but it's a really long area, and it's easier to bring shorter boards down here, so... It's a lot of effort.
Uh-huh. It provides a breeze.
It does do that, too. And considering that a lot of the Warrens are also serving double duty as sewage systems for the town, the breeze is nice. We like the breeze.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, the boss is usually right over here. And going around a corner, there is, in fact, a booth that is in the corner of this structure that has one of those bench seat cushioned things that wraps around the area where the table is, where it, as a child, I really liked sitting in those because you'd sit down on one side and have to slide to your location. As an adult, I don't like that as much.
I still kind of like them.
Well, I am less mobile than I used to be. Yeah.
Fun fact, I used to have one of those as my dining room table.
Neat.
Cool.
The student center at the college I went to remodeled while I was a student there, and I had an apartment where it would fit, so I bought it from them.
Nice.
I've seen such neat furniture that I would love to have, and then I looked at it and said, Goodwill doesn't do deliveries, and this will not fit in my car.
Yeah.
Well, is what it is. All right.
And that was while I was driving the truck.
So the boss is, in fact, a figure who has a scarf over their face. They are currently wearing a hood as well, although there is a wide-brimmed hat that is sitting on the table near them. Most of the table is covered with documents. They have a large inkwell, they have a collection of pens, and they are scribbling furiously onto a document while mumbling numbers.
Ah, accounting. Just as long as they aren't documents, because after all, Chitika is not the god of ducks and could not help.
Well, if you were the god of ducks and they were documents, then you would be in charge of them and you could bend them to your will.
But I'm not the god of ducks, and therefore it's a good thing they are not documents.
This is true. Now, the boss has not looked up. They're still doing this. They haven't necessarily noticed that you're here yet. The group member does one of those things, and the boss looks up and goes, "Oh, hello. Can I help you?
Heard you're hired?
Not always." And the boss looks over at the group member, and the group member goes, "Well, they're very good, apparently, at keeping cool under pressure when, say, a small army of kobolds are scattered about." And I realize that I have not been moving the kobolds around. I should probably move them over to say hello to you. So let's copy paste.
Oh, they came along?
They did come along, yes. But I was moving your guide, not all the kobolds. I should have been moving all of them.
That's fair.
Yeah. Lighter is currently in one of the overstuffed chairs that somehow made its way down here, trying desperately to maintain the leashes that keep the three baby kobolds from playing a game of how far over the edge can we lean?
Maffa will go pick up, see
you. Nope. There you go. I think I even got it on the correct shoulder. The art doesn't quite match, but it almost does. Kobolds, you say? Oh, I imagine there was some excitement. You could say that. We all got a free drink out of it. Well, that would be some excitement. And the boss looks over at all of you and goes, "What exactly did you do?"
Wrangled.
I took several kobolds to the face.
Prevented a undoubtedly comedic chase as the publican wanted to go after the little chef.
The boss seems to suddenly realize that Kobold C is wearing a chef hat. I see. Well, you seem to have impressed some of the group members. They look directly at Chitika. You there.
Yes.
If we hire you, how will you be able to help?
I am small and I am very good at finding things that have rolled under tables.
I see. Usually I just ask someone to pick the table up.
But if they drop the table, then it might land on someone's foot.
Also, they might not put it back in the same place.
Also, you have a whole bunch of stuff on your table right now, so if they pick up the table, just think of all the papers that will fall onto the floor.
The boss almost absent-mindedly straightens a stack of papers next to them. They look over at Maffa. And you? I don't suppose you also want to find things under tables.
No, but I have farm experience, and I know the train system, and I'm pretty good at getting things from point A to point B.
You can't see much of this person's face, barely anything, but you're fairly certain they've raised an eyebrow at that. They are channeling their inner Spock, even if they don't know who Spock is. Something about childcare. Wait, no, wrong Spock. This one doesn't have a backup band. That was a very obscure reference. Never mind about that.
It was a very obscure reference.
It might be Dr. Spock's backup band. Anyway, and now they turn their gaze towards Tam. And you?
Well, you could say that I have a quick reaction time. And,
Beth, no.
What?
Tam, what can you do? I gave you back your wallet.
Actually, I was going to follow that up with, I toss one of his pens back to him.
I was almost right.
More importantly, I gather that
there's a creature lurking about during food calls, etc.
You can't see the boss's face, as I keep saying, but their body posture changes. They stiffen when you mention the creature. You're not suggesting doing something about it, are you?
I'm suggesting that I think we might be able to lure it away to a less threatening location.
You don't quite understand what it is.
I don't know. I've seen it up close. I've got a pretty good idea.
Would you call it an animal?
No.
How would you describe it?
I mean, there's something living in there, but it's a construct.
In a manner of speaking, yes. It made itself.
That presents an interesting epistemological question.
Well, it started off as something like you or me. What species it was, irrelevant. It's an integrated.
An integrated?
Yeah, they show up near the what do you call them? The things that bring the soil up.
You know about the Archimedes screws. You are well educated.
I told you, I know a lot about the train system. I've been up and down it.
Not many people on this gear are familiar with them, since there aren't any here.
Hmm.
But yes, integrated are more commonly found there, but they can be found anywhere. There's different stories about how it starts, but every now and then someone gets it into their heads that they can improve themselves. And they do. And they do it again. And each time, it's easier. And eventually, there's nothing left of who they used to be.
That doesn't sound very improvement-y.
Improvement is a matter of opinion.
Mm.
But what they don't lose is their intelligence. That thing that hunts the Warrens might be lured away, but it would likely come back, because this is where it wants to be.
I think that you've got a slightly inaccurate impression of what is being proposed. Sorry, I'm arranging my words out of character. I need to. As my friend said, we've been up and down the rail line. This wouldn't be the first, strange thing that we've tried to trap, and it being intelligent isn't necessarily a hindrance. A lot of things are intelligent. That doesn't mean, well, that doesn't mean they're not less clever than they think they are.
Does it think and it's clever?
It's augmenting itself. Of course it thinks it's clever.
Oh, true. Good point.
You just have to know what they want. And I think my friend's gotten an idea of what it wants. I'm not saying you have to think this is a great idea, but if we get hurt, we're the only ones who get hurt. I can make sure of that.
What do you think we do here?
I think that you're the only ones taking care of the people down here. And I think that thing is trouble.
We're not the only ones. There's, I'm told, a number of kobolds who are providing a great deal of help as well. But you're right, it is trouble. And if I accept you into my employ, I will have a duty to you as well. I don't accept the argument of, well, we're the only ones who'd get hurt, because I don't want you hurt. My employees are under strict orders to not engage when they encounter the integrated. If there are others in the way, their job is to get them out of the way. If there are any supplies or precious items, they are to be left. Because if any of those things is what the integrated wants at that time, it sees nothing wrong with tearing someone apart. I don't intend to have that happen again. I appreciate the bold claim you started with. As it turns out, I have need for people who can go into small spaces and look under tables. I have plenty of need for someone who has a head for logistics. Rand raises a hand slightly and then realizes that this is not his campaign, then lowers it and walks away with his head down. And I do have a need for people willing to make bold plans. But I am not here because I want anyone to get into harm's way. Quite the opposite. So I like your suggestion, but we won't be taking it.
Huh.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, one of you looks a bit too small to carry a mace.
Only if it's a big mace?
However, most people who come my way are people who know their way around a sailing vessel. Dock workers, sailors, possibly a few former pirates. I don't ask. Some volunteered freely. But you are an odd collection. I have some projects that are half-formed. Mostly didn't develop them further because didn't have the right people to do them. Let me find the right paperwork. In the meantime, and the boss says the name of this particular group member, and I'm refusing to give any of them names right now. It's like your currency system. It exists. We're not going over it. That's a problem for future Crash. How about you take them to the armory and see what fits? Bring them back here when they feel like they have what they need. Sure. Okay. So if you'll follow me, you all gathered in a way that the naive guard actually could not get through.
You can step over me. Jatika gets small. People step over me all the time.
For the sake of simplicity, I'm going to say that Leiter and the three kobolds, and I'm including the fact that one of them is on Mafa's shoulder, are following along, but I don't want to be messing with that many characters on the map right now. There's a lot of moving variables, and quite honestly, this is an audio-based format.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you are led back to a room that is near the front entrance, but not at the front entrance, and it has several open crates that have various, there's not much of variety here. It's mostly maces and daggers. They all appear to have been made by either the same blacksmith or from the same blacksmith shop. Perhaps they had an apprentice working under them that was helping them mass produce them. The chainmail is mostly hanging up. Imagine, if you will, fantasy coat hangers, but sturdy enough that not those cheap plastic ones that you'll buy at a big box store, because chainmail has a bit of a weight to it. And those would snap.
Just a tad.
Yes.
Yeah.
The chainmail shirts are designed to be one size fits all. Whoever said one size fits all did not look at Jatika and say, yeah, that'll fit.
Jatika does not think she is getting any chainmail.
No, don't say that. Most of it
you
is...
You have a sock?
I think none of us have feet that are that large. Here's the thing about the chainmail. It's just all interconnecting links. So, if we have someone who's a bit shorter, we can, take a bit off the bottom. We might be able to take a bit more off, or maybe find some that was taken off of somebody else.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not end up being a chainmail shirt.
Like the horses get.
I wasn't going to try to make that comparison. I didn't know racially how you felt about that.
Well, it's the word for it, isn't it?
You actually cut out when you said the word.
Oh, it's barding.
It's the word for it, isn't it? Barding. Yep.
Yeah.
Barding, like the horses get. Yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, not every centaur wants to be compared to a horse for reasons involving intelligence.
Yes, but also horses are tall.
Not the short ones.
Jatika looks up and says, horses are tall. Okay, there probably are some ponies that are, in fact, more Chitika-sized, but I'm not sure she's ever seen a miniature pony that miniature.
Fair and valid.
From Chitika's perspective, ponies are tall.
A baby pony might be the same size as Jatika.
Well, yes, but that you don't put armor on a baby pony.
Maybe you don't.
Oh, no.
I feel like that would possibly cause the parental, the mother of the baby pony to have issues.
Maybe a little bit.
The Lollipop yeah. Guild goes to war.
Concerning thought.
So, if you would, in fact, like to equip some chainmail, I can add it to your character sheet. It would give you armor 2. The downside is, chainmail would give you an additional speed effort cost of 2 as well. So, it's not that all stuff done with speed would be in trouble, but if you are spending any effort on speed tasks, it would cost you 2 additional. And I think there's more to it than that, but that's what I'm seeing right now with what I've looked up.
Is there trouble if you're not practiced in armor?
That would end up hindering things like stealthy tasks.
I have to go AFK just a moment.
Okay, go on. Well,
I heard that meow.
Yeah.
We've been playing for close to an hour. Let's take a short break.
Okay.
So some podcasts, like Fool's Gold Sands, do questions and answers in the middle instead of the beginning or the end. So that is definitely what we're doing now. It's not because we forgot entirely to ask this question in the beginning. That's not what
and
happened.
We know that we would forget, and we know we'd forget it if we left it to the end.
Definitely, definitely. So, Liv Droman, Patreon member, has a question for Chitika. Were you channeling your inner goblin barbarian when you grabbed onto the bad guy and bunny kicked? Coincidentally, I just listened to Burp do the same thing yesterday in the train car.
Ooh, Chitika has an inner goblin? Chitika is not sure about this.
We should not have introduced her to this concept.
Chitika just knows how you're supposed to roughhouse when you have siblings. And if you have an advantage in legs for siblings, then you use it.
I thought the bunny kick move was to break the spine of smaller prey.
No, it's what you do when you grab something with the grabby feet and then you kick with the kicky feet because otherwise they're going to try to hold you down and tickle you.
Okay, but like also when cats do that, they're either breaking the spine of a mouse or they're disemboweling it.
I thought they did that when they were fighting. Right.
Okay.
Also, I am bigger than most non-kin mouse.
I have a slightly different relationship with my siblings, and also kobolds have natural armor.
Well,
but I'm still putting
we have fur.
I'm still putting this leather jerkin on.
That's fair. But no, I learned it because even though I was taken away fairly young by the priests, my family still snuck in to make sure that I was being taken care of properly.
Ah, that's neat.
And that is how I learned. What's a goblin barbarian?
Well, goblins are sort of like kobolds, but not scaly. They're mammals. They still have lots of teeth. And they're kind of like kobolds in that ragtag bands of adventurers will seek them out and kill them by the hundreds for low-level quests. But only when you go through that fourth wall over there.
Well, that seems mean.
It is. Especially if you're a goblin or a kobold.
Uh-huh.
We don't tend to get along, though. We share a lot of the same environments and there's competition for resources.
Oh.
Is what it is. Also, we're tougher than they are. We have inventions.
I think Burp considers
that.
Do
they not have inventions?
Burp has porridge.
They're not like our inventions. We have inventions like scorpion on a stick and wasp hive in a jar.
Those sound dangerous to eat.
Oh, they're not for us to eat. They're to shove in the face of our opponents.
Good on you. They won't be expecting that.
Not the first time.
What, you do it again?
If they don't run away. It's better the second time because they know what's coming, but they can't stop it. Or at least that's what the older kobolds tell me. I've never actually been in an all-out combat. Well, except for that thing in the basement. So many jars of preserves.
Gone.
Like
lost,
tears in the
like
rain.
Dustin. Uh-huh. Yeah, that.
Actually, kobolds don't have tear ducts. So I don't know what that means 100%, but oh well.
Aww. Pet, pet, pet.
I'm referencing crocodile tears. For all I know, kobolds do have tear ducts and lighters lying.
I mean, they've got to have something to keep their eyes moist.
It's And the thing about crocodile tears might just be an urban legend. So that's also possible. Regardless of all that, you have selected some equipment or not in the case of Maffa. And
look, they didn't see the knife that I have. Therefore, I am well within my rights to select another knife.
There isn't a maximum quota for supplies that you can take from the armory. He has simply understood that if you overburden yourself, you're the one who will face a reckoning when you are on a patrol and can't carry the weight.
Yeah, that seems fair.
You see a group member come out of the armory looking like that one kid from A Christmas Story where they can't lower their arms. How many shirts of chainmail do you have on? Yes. 7? I can't get them off. The chain link's stuck together. Someone get the pliers.
Whoops. Well, have to plier them up one side and, you know, skin them like a...
Well, the naive group member was helping you out with the kobold wrangling. We said during the break that that was going to have to happen because if you're pulling a leather jerkin on or chainmail on, you take whichever kobold you're wrangling and hand that off to another party member. So every now and then there's a party member holding two kobolds, one in each arm, as they reach with their tiny little hands towards the daggers. Like, no, no, those are big people toys. And then they motion at you, Tika. Those are grown people toys.
More grown anyway, yes.
But once you are outfitted, you don't... The naive group member thinks that you don't really need them walking you back and forth anymore. So they are heading over to get a drink from the cheerful group member who is maintaining the bar. And for the record, giving you a chance to equip armor right now was not specifically an excuse to let you revisit your character art and change it with your outfit updates. But I'm not upset that you're going back and changing your character art and then sharing the new versions with the rest of the party.
Oh, this is something that I made a long time ago.
Yes, but Io just made the one above you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I have not doodled a new one.
Changing the character art so much as I have a lot of different things saved in Hero Forge.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I stand by my statement. It's great to see the art.
Sorry, I have not doodled more.
It is okay.
I'm sorry, I haven't worked out how to make Chitika in Hero Forge.
Mm-hmm. Still working on it?
Still working on it.
Okay.
Well, it's Hero Forge's fault that they haven't come up with an ingenious way of making a mouse centaur.
They've got all the pieces, just about.
Yes, the problem is putting the pieces together.
Mm-mm.
All right. So Chitika has wandered back to the boss. I'm assuming the other two of you are going to do the same.
Yes.
Yes. I couldn't see Chitika from here.
Ah. And I'm going to say that Lighter is moving back and forth with you. But again, lots of moving pieces.
The pieces, they move. They move. Sorry.
But Lighter again is taking a spot in the overstuffed chair, which apparently most group members don't sit in because then they're sitting right in front of the boss's favorite spot. And most people don't like to sit down right where their immediate superior sees them doing whatever the entire time. But the chair is very comfortable. And Lighter might, in fact, be next to the chair while they let the kobold babies bounce up and down on it like it's a giant bed.
Aww.
It distracts them from trying to look over the edge of the giant dry cistern.
Yeah.
And now we are armed and the kids are not.
Yet.
Well, eventually they'll be old enough for it.
Also, they got teeth and claws. They're technically armed. Kobolds always are.
Right, so they don't need more sharp things.
Well, not yet.
Or a mace they can't lift.
They're a little young to be throwing daggers. When they get a bit more upper arm strength, they'll be able to.
Start them out with butter knives.
Tam is perhaps right now very much aware that Baby B is in fact armed.
Yes, well.
And I should probably add that to the character sheet before I forget. Okay, and let's rename this Hairpin. There we go. Kobold B is now the second most dangerous kobold. Which one's the most dangerous? Well, it depends on whether or not you eat what Kobold C has prepared in the kitchen. You washed your hands, right? You washed your hands, right? Please tell me you washed your hands. You run on all fours. Please tell me you washed your hands. No, now you're licking your hands. Please stop. Everyone, don't drink the stew. No, the bubbles are not because it was boiling.
They pulled the pot
out of the sink. It was soaking.
They washed their hands. The soap is in the stew.
It'll clean you out.
Concerns, all right. We have them.
I think we're geared up.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming that you are a ragtag band of adventurers.
Just a bit.
More or less.
Which also means...
very ragtag.
The boss looks...
We're a little bit ragtag.
The boss looks pointedly at Chitika, who may in fact be wearing patches of chainmail wrapped around her on top of rags.
She's got chainmail. This means she's not ragtag anymore.
The chainmail's on top of the rags.
Yes.
This is a little unfortunate because, well, this means that you're probably not interested in each being sent on missions that fit your personality and expertise. You're going to want to go together. I'm not opposed to that, mind you, but it means you'll be doing one thing at a time as opposed to everything, everywhere, all at once.
That does sound a little bit daunting.
Have you ever been in a leadership position?
Besides, I don't really do the multiple universes thing.
I'm glad you got the reference. I mean, it was not very subtle, but still. So, we are expecting something to happen back in the Windbreak, and it should be fine. I'm told it will be fine, but I worry a lot. So, I've been stockpiling. A lot of what we have here, we share with members of the Warrens. I'm sure you've already met a few of them. But at this point, I think I need to send some of these supplies back to the Windbreak.
We can get them there for you.
I would need someone who understands how the trains work.
Yeah, makes sense. If all your people are sailors. Yeah.
A few of them have been on trains. That's not the same thing. There's also the matter of the local authorities. We're quite comfortable here, but we're not as hidden as we'd like to be. You can't move this many people and this much stuff into a singular location without a few people noticing and tipping off other individuals. As such, I need to occasionally convince some of the local authorities that, yes, in fact, it is a good idea to let us just be here minding our own business.
Why would they object?
Because they do, we pay them money.
Is it illegal to be here?
If they say it is.
People who have power tend to like being the only ones who have power.
Unless letting someone else have some power puts you in a better position.
Mm.
If someone attempted to drive us out of here by force, they would have a hard time doing it, but there would be enough costs on both sides to not make it be worth it. So we do something of a verbal dance and end up having some of our finances go their way. But I would need someone who's skilled at negotiations to handle that. I don't necessarily like to show my face. I thought you might. On a related note, we need to find better ways of getting supplies in and out. This is a great location for stockpiling things. There's a lot of room. But the passages we've been taking led to us ending up being noticed by the aforementioned authorities. We need a better way. Literally, someone would need to scout it. Now, all three of these things are on my to-do list. I was going to decide who was going to be doing each thing based on the various talents of the people who work under me. But you three, technically there's more than just three of you, but the boss seems to only be talking about you three. Imagine, if you will, there is a cockatiel perched on the back of one of the overstuffed chairs, floofed up in the glow of the fire, and possibly snoring lightly. And Lighter is still kobold baby wrangling. Mapha might have baby C on her shoulder, but there's two others. But for you three,
I think this would be a good... I believe the sailing term is a shakedown cruise to test your abilities. See what you have to offer.
Huh?
I'm not particular about which one of these things gets taken care of first. Talk about it amongst yourselves. Here's the details. And the boss will hand over three pieces of paper that go into more detail exactly the logistics that are planned out so far for each of these three tasks.
Rebecca is somewhat interested. She's thinking of approaches for all three of the tasks and will therefore think about them quietly while glancing at the papers, perusing the papers as much as possible.
Okay. Well,
figuring that other people also...
Negotiation should probably get done before moving the supplies, or we'll have negotiation problems moving the supplies.
And I can't do anything with the trains until the supplies are on them.
You're already thinking about it. Fantastic. Well, if you don't mind, I have...
other business to conduct.
Yes, you've been a remarkable distraction from this, but I need to get back to it.
Have fun.
As much as anyone has fun with accounting.
Again, Rand raises a finger. So there are three booths over to the left-hand side of the map that are currently unoccupied. There's also a couple tables that you can see on the map that are not occupied that you could sit at any of those. Or if you really wanted to, I'm pinging the map as I try to drag the map around on my screen. I was not trying to tell you to jump down the cistern to get to a table. In case you were wondering. Or you
appreciate
could sit...
the breeze.
It would be quite strong on the way down.
Can we get an extremely indoor table? Mafa is going to go over to the cheerful group member and arrange something to eat and drink and then come over to the booth.
Okay.
Mafa is going to attempt to go over to
the... Oh, dear.
So what they have is they have ale and watered-down ale. The watered-down ale is primarily because they add ale to the water to make sure the water doesn't go bad. And they also have stew of the day. And they also
sounds good,
which comes with and they pick up what looks like a brick and tap it a few times. Bread,
quote, bread, unquote.
Yeah, it to Mafa's trained eye, it resembles hardtack, but a little bit thicker. You soak this in the soup or you break a tooth.
Yeah,
unless you're a ratkin or a kobold.
Oh, no, we still break our teeth. It's just that they grow back.
I mean, a ratkin has to chew on something because presumably
well, yeah,
rodents.
Your teeth are always growing.
Yeah.
Versus cobalt teeth, which are more like a shark's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I will see if I can get the cheerful group member to give me pitchers of ale and water.
They do, in fact, hand you... they carry the pitchers over. Let me back up. They hand you the pitchers. They bring the soup bowls over to your table on a platter because it's a lot of soup.
Yeah. And I'll carry the pitchers in a couple mugs.
Okay. The mugs are about the same size as the baby kobold heads. It's the scene where
there we go.
They come in pints.
That is fascinating. Hmm? There's a wall at the end of the, booth that's preventing light from going through.
I mean, we are in sort of indoor,
Yeah, no, I just think it's interesting that if I'm standing here, I can't see Tam.
Yeah, oh. Because it's a C-shaped room.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
It gives you a bit more privacy, as opposed to a she-shaped room, which has it shaped like Irish fey creatures.
No, don't chew on that. You don't know where it's been.
Here, I think.
Yeah, but where was it before here? Like, that one group member was saying that this whole place was built by them.
Hmm.
I mean, the outer walls...
Probably a lumber yard.
Some of the outer walls were here already, but otherwise...
Well, it looks like good craftsmanship, at least. Anyway, water, ale. I didn't know who wanted what, so...
No ale for the babies, please. I don't want to deal with drunk babies.
That's why I got the water.
Thank
you.
You
don't think they'd sleep?
They'd be very energetic first, and they're already energetic, but they can be half reasoned with right now.
She does not say which half, although she thinks it possibly very loudly.
You think it loud enough that Lighter definitely hears it.
Mm-hmm.
As a de facto parent, Lighter definitely hears and possibly said it first.
So, which of these things are we doing first? You're already sort of planning it, but...
Okay, so what we need to do is we need to scout how to move the stuff so it doesn't get found?
Intercepted.
Yeah. Intercepted by people who would want us to pay to move it.
Oh, I bet you the other copper teeth would be able to help with that. They've been all around these tunnels.
That seems likely to be useful. I'm surprised they didn't hire the other copper teeth already.
Who says they didn't try?
Hmm.
Graphmission is...
He didn't say there were... He did say there were other groups, like the kobolds, working this area.
I think it's just Graf Mission and Zoot, to be honest. What they were saying was almost everyone else who could move around on their own who got hired and shipped out. I mean, there were others who said no, but the ones who said no, for the most part, aren't the kind who really do any work. That's why they have to live in the warrens.
Yeah, that's fair. So, how do we want to go about this?
Well, we could split the party.
That doesn't seem like much fun.
Leader hugs all three kobold babies close.
No, not that kind. Not that kind. It's okay.
Sorry, my leg fell asleep and that's really distracting.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's because Tam's sitting at the end of the curved bench.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of room to stretch your legs out there. Meanwhile, Lighter's feet are dangling regardless.
Also,
and Lighter lowers their voice.
Why are we working for him?
Because I want to figure out if he knows what's going on. It seems kind of weird that someone who doesn't want their people to get hurt, you know.
If he's not the one giving the orders, we need to find out who is. And we're not going to convince him to do that. We're not going to convince him to give us that information if we just barge in here and start yelling at him to give us the information. Especially not since we're significantly outnumbered.
And also, it's weird. They seem pretty nice.
There's something going on here, and I'm not sure what, but I want to find out what it is.
Some guesses. Right, because he said he'd been told that something was going on back in the Windbreak.
I heard that, too.
That means that he's got another boss.
And the Windbreak's full of stuff. They ship out all kinds of food and stuff all the time. That's why I went there. Figured I wouldn't have to hunt very much to get food. So, and you know how much these three
are. I'm planning on finding out what's in the supplies before we take them.
I mean, we gotta, because if they're perishable, that means they might need to be transferred in a different way than if they weren't perishable. Right?
Well,
that too.
But do the papers say anything about the supplies?
We shall peruse the papers.
It lists crate numbers, and it also says some things about best ways of moving the crates from point A to point B. They are apparently very heavy. It's more than just lift with your legs. It's the fantasy equivalent of make sure you're forklift certified.
Forklift simulator.
Lift simulator.
What's our recording time right now?
1 hour, 22 minutes.
Are you fading?
Yes.
Okay. So I have a conclusion I'd like to get to. But we can cut to that.
Debate.
Mapha.
Yes?
Something is wrong. I mean...
Many things are wrong.
Well, yes. There's something wrong with the world today. You don't know what it is.
Oh, God. I had to listen to that so many times.
Weird Al did a parody of that, too.
Oh.
But you have felt the entire time that you've been here that something was going to be a drastic change. And it's possible that getting a job would be a drastic change. It would be your first job since you were on the farm. Technically, you weren't doing a lot of work as the god of death. The ritual here and there would, you know, be whatever. But the feeling didn't go away when you got the jobs. It's only getting worse. And from your seat at the booth, you can see out to the common area. Mostly one or two tables, not most of them. Just the edge of the cistern. A surprisingly large amount of the bar is blocked from view by a support pillar. But when you look down at your papers, something catches your eye. A large dark figure goes
past the booth. It goes past so quickly that you're not 100% sure you saw it, except you've already seen dead people before. This doesn't have the same vibe as that, but it's close.
It was going to be trouble.
Mafa far steps.
6 feet.
I mean, when you can do it for free, you do it every time you can. If it didn't cause like massive disruptions, Hugh would probably be far stepping everywhere. Oh, I need to get out of this chair. Far step. Time to get back on the bench seat for the ox cart. Far step. Time to move 5 feet to the left.
Far step.
Give me a roll to notice things, Mafa.
Okay. I'm going to put effort into this. What's my difficulty?
6.
My goodness. I'm definitely going to put effort into this.
With an 11, you do not beat it.
I'm going to spend a luck point to bring that up to a 12.
Okay. Trying to do the mental math in my head to see if 12 was enough. But you spent two levels.
Yeah.
And noticing and searching is something you already have, you're practiced in. Well,
I have the skill on my sheet.
Yeah. Well, there's practice, which doesn't change anything. There's trained, which does. Yeah. But that means you could raise it up when you have 4 XP. But we're not worried about that right now. So the dark figure is not where you saw it move. Like, your character is looking in the right direction, but they're not there. There's no sign that they're there. The guards that are at their tables are not acting in a way where somebody went past them. The figure you saw didn't have any hint of wearing armor or anything. So they would have stood out. When you walked past, the guards noticed you. They haven't seen anything. But what you do notice is that smell of an old cave that wafts up from the cistern has changed. It doesn't smell like an old cave. It smells like rust and oil. And perhaps the group members that are here are enough into their cups that they're not really noticing the change. But you just started, and I'm not sure you had a sip yet. So you do. When you see the first arm reach up out of the cistern and wrap around the edge of the waist-high wall.
That's what I thought was down there.
And then another, and then another. The first two have manipulators. They're not hands in the human sense, but they could serve the same purpose. The third limb and the fourth and the fifth are more like metal legs of a giant spider that leave little pockmarks in packed chalk in the Warren tunnels.
Oh, goody, it found us.
And that's where we're going to end it for today.
I knew that thing was going to climb out of the cistern.
Chekhov's cistern. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We're ending it a little bit early because I'm not going to start combat right now.
Probably a good idea.
My name is Crash. I was your GM for the evening. Tonight I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Eo, who would like to plug a thing.
I would like to plug the cistern.
Unfortunately, Amen. You can't. The cistern is open. The terrible horse monstrosity has gotten out. Oh, but I can probably reveal it on the map now. Give me a second here. I am told, by the way, that Eo's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And check them out there. And you can buy them at one of the links. I mean, Smashwords is a great link to buy it at. You know, iBooks. You can even buy it at Amazon if that's where you keep all your books. You can also see if your library has them or if you can get them through Hoopla. And speaking of cool things that you can get at various places.
Well, we take all these podcasts and put them over at aaronbsmith.com. If you are getting these podcasts somewhere else and have to listen to ads, get them from aaronbsmith.com, because I don't put ads in these. That's somebody else putting ads in them. Get them ad-free from there. But you could also get them from Patreon without ads also, but you can get them faster there because I upload them there as I finish editing them, as opposed to on a schedule of 2 per week when we record up to 3 per week. So there's a bit of a buffer there. Patreon.com/cogwheelgaming is where you can go to help keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Shanshen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And
Hey, if you're there, you can ask us a question like Liv Droman did, and like Paul has done for some other episodes. And until next time, I keep forgetting that I'm the GM, so I have to say until next time. That's not somebody else doing that. Until next time, this is Crash saying, they seem like some good kids. I hope we don't have to kill them.
He seems like a nice boss. We hope we don't have to do something terrible to him.
And now you all have an asset in understanding that when there's a giant hole in the ground, something horrible is going to crawl out of it.
That's pretty horrible.
Yes, that's about what I expected.
I mean, most people shouldn't need an asset like that, but look at all those people who didn't notice. They were throwing garbage down that thing until they were told not to.
Probably because the garbage...
it, no doubt.
Yep. That's...
Anyway, craft services out of gummy bears. I'm out of here. Good night, everybody.
Do we get an XP?
You get 2.
Ooh.
Yay.
2?
Yeah.
That gives me 7. I'm going to need to spend something, aren't I?
You probably should.